The Franklin Electric mit I Know the Feeling auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band mit John Matty am Mikrofon im Musik und Frieden. Und bereits jetzt ist der Mann bei mir im Studio, der die Band erfunden hat und der Hauptkomponist ist für The Franklin Electric. Wir sprechen nochmal über die zweite LP der Band, die unter dem Titel Blue Ceilings im Februar veröffentlicht wurde. Wir reden über eine klassische Ausbildung zum Musiker und die trotzdem vielleicht notwendige Rückbesinnung auf musikalische Instinkte, die Regeln eben auch mal missachten. Wir finden heraus, wie wichtig ein musizierendes Elternhaus für das tiefergehende Verständnis von Musik ist, das John an den Tag legt. Wir sprechen über die amerikanischen Nachbarn der Band aus Kanada und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome, John. Hello, Franklin Electric.
Thank you.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Where are you coming from today?
Actually, I had to go get my trumpet fixed on the other side of Berlin.
Oh, no.
So,
what happened?
It just took a fall on our last show, and I've been like trying to drive around town to find a place to repair it all morning.
And it worked?
It worked. I found a guy.
Healed?
And, it's all healed. She's back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But it's can be an expensive thing, right, to drop a trumpet if it's an old one.
It could
one.
Be, but we got really wild at the last show, and I kicked it over,
and it
dented it pretty bad, so
okay.
I had to, yeah, I'm going to take it easy tonight.
Yeah, cool. But, I mean, it's working again. That's the most important thing, the trumpet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's working. So how's touring the new record been so far? Because, I mean, you toured the first one forever and ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you re-released it.
That's it.
After touring with it for a while.
Yeah.
So it must feel great to have some new songs.
It is. It is really good. I mean, we started touring it in Australia. It came out in Australia in January. So we had a really amazing tour in Australia. And then we just did a kind of a Canadian tour and finished in Montreal and played this wild, wild show in Montreal.
Oh, nice.
Then we got on a plane the next day. Now we're here.
Yeah, nice. It's good that you're here.
Yeah.
And I think it seems as if the guy who wrote the itinerary for the band was a wise man to send you to Australia
during
the cold phase of the winter.
Yeah.
And then as soon as spring arrives, you can send the band into the European countries.
That's it.
As well.
And like spring is a bit, it's still a bit cold in Montreal, so it's a bit, I think we're ahead here with spring.
See?
Yeah.
Another good reason to tour
Europe. I
heard
it was like summer here last week.
Yeah. It was summer for 2 days.
Yeah.
Now we're all scared that that has been the summer for this year,
yeah.
But we'll see. There's going to be more of that, I think. I mean, there's got to be one advantage of climate change, and that's the Berlin temperatures rising.
Yeah.
How actually did the fact that you re-released your first LP, did it at all influence the music on the second LP? Because I think that having a record out for 2 times, it kind of makes you analyze the material even more than you would normally do. Was that the fact, or?
Yeah, well, it gave us time to reflect on the writing of the record and the production. So we would like, you know, lay down bed tracks and then go out on tour and then come back and be like, yeah, that's not good. Or let's add some synths, or that needs percussion, or and then even at one point we went back to the drawing board and wrote a few new songs like I Know the Feeling and Someone Just Like You. Those were last minute songs.
Wow.
And we were like, let's just try to spice it up with a different vibe here. And then we created those and they just kind of, they just meshed in the personality and completed the record for what it is.
Yeah. And sometimes it's a good idea, right, to go for those last second compositions because there's no time to overthink them.
That's it.
Then people say diamonds are made under pressure, right?
Yeah.
So you'll be like, oh, I gotta finish this thing. And sometimes I really think it's good for art if you do not overthink it. If you just write down the lyrics and the chord progression and go for it.
That's it.
And
it was like a thing where we kind of went over budget on the recording side. So we're just like, it brought me back to a point of vulnerability where I was maybe scared to produce the songs alone. Yeah. But I just kind of said, you know, I'm gonna take the bull by the horns and I did it. Yeah, myself.
Cool.
So we just kind of went into the studio and I just hired an engineer and banged it out in 2 days.
Yeah. I think so many people underestimate the production part of music.
Yeah.
And I think especially when you learn about that stuff as a musician, it becomes one of the most beautiful parts because there's so many decisions to make, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's so many little details that you can make shine via like fumbling on a knob with the EQ, you know,
and
all of a sudden it's like, wow, where does
there
that
it
come
is.
From?
It's like a lot of like, it's just a lot of small movements.
Yeah.
And as soon as you touch one little thing, it's like the house of cards.
Yeah.
Then you got to change them all.
Yeah.
So yeah, we found it a good little blend and then it that happened.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I mean, you're a classically trained musician, but the thing that we're talking about right now is something that seems magical to me still. You know, the where does a quick written song come from?
Yeah.
You know, and what happens when you change certain frequencies? Why do people react another way to that very same song, though it's just another mix, you know?
Yeah.
People stop crying and they start laughing.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's so many magical aspects in music still.
Yeah.
So that leads me to the question, because you are a trained musician, what when you write a song or when you work on a new record, is there like a certain percentage of professionalism and knowledge about music and another percentage that is just guts and feeling? Because I think that as a musician, you really have to walk that thin red line. If you if you only write music with the knowledge that you have, you will use chord progressions that have been used over and over again.
Well, you miss the point of art.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, it is a balance, but like, yeah, being able to put yourself in a vulnerable state and just allow yourself to create something and in the moment,
yeah,
you know, it's like, it's tough. It's scary. I know a lot of people that are, you know, maybe scared to accomplish that.
Yeah.
They're super talented. They know all these things, but at a certain point it's like, yeah, the world doesn't need more noise.
Yeah.
The world needs something that, maybe people can relate to. Maybe you can shine a little bit of light on what everybody's probably feeling or felt.
Yeah.
And, or a feel like even just a vibe, like create a vibe that just can make people feel something.
Yeah.
Don't just put it. It's not science.
but I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
There have been many musicians and bands out there who are like, who are not having that magical thing to them.
Yeah.
But I think that's one of the advantages of a downsizing music industry is the fact that the people who are still touring, they really have to say something.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah, there's more pressure on our shoulders now to be. I don't know, just try to stand out.
Yeah.
Try to make something real.
Yeah.
And your reasons for doing it
are
more important now than ever, because you're not going to get rich. You're not, you know, it's very tough. Like, so you tour, but you tour for the love and you tour for the culture and the people that you meet and like just the experiences.
Yeah. And I really think that's almost an advantage of a music industry that doesn't work anymore.
It's
good for the listeners
and
recipients, but it might be bad for the bands, because, I mean, it would be nice as well to get paid regularly.
Yeah, you know,
right?
We're not starving, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely more of a, we downsized. The industry is downsizing pretty quickly.
Yeah.
CDs are going out, but we're here for the right reasons, so.
Yeah. Let's listen to another song of yours before we talk a bit more and before we listen to a little live performance. Hier sind nochmal The Franklin Electric mit Someone Just Like You von der Platte Blue Ceilings, die bereits erschienen ist. Im Februar heute Abend spielt die Band im Musik und Frieden und für das Konzert verlose ich gleich noch Tickets. The Franklin Electric mit Someone Just Like You, ein Auszug aus ihrer aktuellen zweiten Platte Blue Ceilings, die jetzt hier veröffentlicht wurde im Februar. It's gonna have to come out in the States still, right? The
album? It's out digitally, but I you know, between me and you, I've been kind of like picking the markets that I want to focus on.
Mm-hmm. And the American market
and
is not
one
of them?
And the US is like a big monster that my, you know, part of me is kind of like, I don't know if I want to drive through the U.S. and see the world's biggest donut and play little rooms, you know, unless I have this, unless I have a really kick-ass team over there.
Mm.
But, I mean, we're focusing on Canada, Europe, Australia.
Okay, nice.
And I think those places are pretty wicked, so I'm like,
I'm not coming for political reasons, sorry.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't even go there, but it's, the cultural experience and the lifestyle of touring the U.S. seems tough. Unless you got a good thing, we're setting up a team, so we'll see if we can do it in the future. And
I think
to do it is important.
As soon as you've reached a certain level of success, it kind of makes sense to tour the U.S., but underneath that level, it becomes like a nightmare, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Like we're
driving for two days, nonstop.
Unionized workers in the rooms, and they're not really happy with their life. I'm trying to keep the lifestyle of the band fun and the vibe has to be right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good, perfect reason, actually, to not tour the U.S.
I mean, when it's right, I think we will, but just take our time.
But I mean, speaking of the political thing that's happened over there, it must be crazy to be the direct neighbor of the United States of America that's gone crazy, kind of.
Yeah.
And I bet that you have many, many friends who are musicians and cool people in the States. How many of them do actually contact you and want to move in with you and want to
come to Canada? I think in a weird way, it's for my friends in the U.S. and mainly in the big cities. Like, I have some friends in New York City and stuff. And it's just really inspired people to hold the door for the person after you.
Mm.
Say hello to the Mexican who's actually the doorman in your building.
Mm.
You know, do some really kind things for human beings, because there, you know, and there are certain people that are setting such a weird negative example. And I think it's actually inspiring people to, instead of be like a Trump hater, actually do something.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Just do something with something like from your heart right now.
Yes.
And
nice.
That's the vibe. That's what I've been seeing and hoping that continues. And
yeah, cool. Yeah. I mean, that's the exact opposite of what one is fearing when one's looking at that administration. But I get the feeling too that, especially in the music scene, there's many people who show their position to the outside world, who probably put out something like a protest song, like Arcade Fire and Mavis Staples or something like that. I mean, they're from Canada as well, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's an interesting phase for the music, I think, as well. And it's an interesting phase maybe to look at your own morale or something like
that.
And then check out how...
It makes you think about what, you know, what do you stand for and what do you represent as a human being.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you've brought your acoustic guitar with you. And
sure did.
You told me that you would play a little live version of Burning Flame for us.
Yeah.
I'll give you a few moments to tune the guitar once again. And then we'll listen to Burning Flame in the live version on the Flux FM dial. You ready?
It's like a burning flame when my heart fell deeper. Oh, it's like a burning flame. Yeah. You can't find where the body goes. It's just like searching for the concept that takes you down an old forgotten road, like it's been told. It leaves you there, hopeless, to show you how the water flows. To feel the empty hand of doubt is something like a stepping stone. When my heart fell deeper, when I felt troubled, when I felt fever like a burning flame, where the bright light flickers inside. It's like a burning flame when my heart fell deeper, when I felt troubled, when I felt feeble, like a burning flame where the bright light flickers inside. But you'd be the charmer, a thief with the heart of gold. But you'd be the witness with your eyes. You tell me how to believe when you've been fooled. You see them there, passengers in a body, hope they feel it too. And the wheels that turn open and keep burning like an old steam train. When my heart fell deeper, when I felt troubled, when I felt fever like a burning flame. When my heart felt heavy, when I felt troubled, yeah, when I fell deeper than a burning flame. It's like a burning flame when my heart fell deeper. Oh, it's like a burning flame.
Stadium applause for the Franklin Electric. And an ending that I didn't see coming. It was like, song is over. I didn't remember the ending. It was nice to meet you, John. Have a great fun at tonight's show.
Cheers,
Say hi to all the others. And
for
we'll meet again in the fall, maybe, when you come back.
Yeah, we should be back again in the fall. Maybe some festivals and
Yeah. Cool. So we'll meet again soon. Wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you, man.
For the live performance.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give away some tickets real quick. Aisha is looking at me like, you've forgotten something, Vincent. You have to tell the people out there that we still have tickets to give away. And I do that in German, so they'll understand, right?
Yeah.
Might be a good idea. Wir haben also noch Tickets für the Franklin Electric heute Abend im Musik und Frieden. Und wer die haben möchte, der kann jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der geht heute Abend ins Musik und Frieden zu den großartigen The Franklin Electric. Und von diesen war John, der Sänger und Komponist, bei mir im Studio. Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. Cheers.